Good evening. It's Monday, July 25th. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. The debt ceiling, still no deal in place. What's on the line and how do we resolve the larger national deficit problem? I'll talk to a university economist about that. And a new law to get DNA samples from state inmates earlier. I'll talk to the legislator who sponsored that bill. But first, Michigan State University may be losing a big chunk of state funding as lawmakers are accusing MSU officials of increasing tuition above a key level, which means a loss of millions of state dollars. To get to the bottom of the situation, I'm joined by Republican State Representative Bob Janetsky. He's also the chair of the House Higher Education Appropriations Subcommittee and has been leading the questioning of university officials on this issue. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate being here.
Let's begin with your assertion that MSU increased tuition over the 7.1% rate hike level that now puts the university in jeopardy of losing a lot of state funding. University officials say that's simply not the case. What's your position on just how much tuition was increased?
Well, that's where we get into some of the complexity. I'm of the belief that tuition was increased 9.4%. And the numbers that I'm using are the numbers from the nonpartisan House Fiscal Agency and using the amount of tuition that kids who went to school this past school year and left in April and went home on summer break, like the overwhelming bulk of MSU students, when they return this fall, that the newest tuition bill they're going to pay is going to be a 9.4% increase over the amount that they paid when they left in April.
Now, university officials say that the state's information, which was taken, as you said, from the Higher Education Institutional Data Inventory, they say those numbers are incorrect, attributing the error to this 2.4% tuition rebate that was given to students last fall and spring. Doesn't that, in fact, bring the total increase below the level that's necessary?
No. In fact, if you look at the amount of tuition that they charged and that they posted and that they put into the Heidi database, they are increasing from this past winter to this fall 9.4%. Also, what they're looking at for a 6.9% increase is this summer semester's tuition. And if you look at the language that we put into the budget regarding tuition restraint, we referred to the academic year. MSU is choosing to count the summer semester as part of the academic year.
Now, MSU is facing the potential loss of over $18 million here. How much extra money do you estimate the university brought in by this increase that was above the 7.1%?
I think they said it's about $10 million.
And, ultimately, when you look at a situation like this, It could be a purposeful act, or it could be a misunderstanding. Why are you convinced that it's actually a purposeful decision made by officials, especially when you look at the potential loss of so much money?
Well, I'm not saying that it was a purposeful decision to deceive people. It's definitely not the spirit of what we intended when we put the language into the budget.
Now, is MSU the only university in this situation at this point?
No, we have the exact same situation that we are looking at currently regarding a tuition increase at Wayne State University also.
State Budget Director John Nixon may rule that the school did violate this increased ceiling. How is that beneficial? If the university does lose over $18 million, how is that beneficial to the university and the students who will be the ones who will ultimately suffer due to such a ruling?
Well, I don't think losing money is ever beneficial, but the situation here is that full well knowing that the entire state budget was under stress with a $1.8 billion budget deficit, the administration as well as the legislature put language into the budget that said that they would lose money if they exceeded tuition by 7.1%. Our sole purpose there is that in years past, whenever the universities have received a reduction in their state subsidy, they've turned around and raised tuition on students. What we were basically saying when we put that language in this year is that we know what you've done in the past. This year, when you receive your cut, we expect you to increase tuition by no more than 7.1%, which is the five-year rolling average of all the tuition increases that we've seen statewide. While every other aspect of state government is kind of cutting expenses and consolidating and looking two and three times at ways to save money, as well as families across Michigan. We expect our state universities to do the same. And if you compare MSU to, say, Eastern Michigan University, EMU only raised their tuition this year by 3.65%. In doing so, they had to lay off 40 people and not fill 70 positions, but their commitment was to making an affordable decision for their students. And that same school did not increase tuition at all last year. That's 2 years in a row. If we would have gone with a five-year rolling average of Eastern Michigan's tuition increases for everybody, we'd be looking at a lot closer to a 2% increase. So we feel we were very generous in the language we put in, and we expect everybody to comply in the same way.
Is there no likelihood or no possibility of finding a solution to this particular potential violation then, other than pulling the funding? Is it not possible to perhaps monitor the situation, provide a warning, and keep a close eye on further tuition increases?
Yeah, at this point, we're looking at all the options, one of which obviously is a negative supplemental of about $18 million. The committee and the subcommittee members continue to study and continue to look at the numbers as they are now and kind of measure them up over years past and what we've seen and what we expect. And at this point, there is no hard and fast decision as to what the subcommittee will do.
I'm talking to State Representative Bob Janetsky. He's the chair of the House Higher Education Appropriations Subcommittee. Bob, I wonder, what are university officials telling you in terms of the impact of losing over $18 million? What is that impact going to be on the university?
They haven't given specifics as to what they would need to or want to do, but at this point, the potential is you're looking at losing $18 million in state aid for $10 million from your student in tuition directly. Which one do you more want? My argument is you always want to take the state aid versus having to take more from your students.
And is there anything in your mind at this point that the university could do to avoid the loss of this $18 million now that the accusations out there that the tuition was raised in the past?
Yeah, at this point, the subcommittee members are studying, the numbers. We digested an awful lot last week in the subcommittee meeting, and we are listening to everything that MSU officials have said, and we're looking at their unique situation as all of our 15 universities have unique situations. So we're looking at those directly, and we have not come up with a direct and firm situation for them yet as to where we're going to go.
I wonder, when you see a university, even if it does go above this limit, I mean, ultimately, are they not trying to provide the best education possible rather than trying to make an extra profit off this kind of increase?
I think all of our universities do a great job of providing a tremendous education for our students. I will, however, say that in my 2.5 years in the legislature, I've had to make some tough, ugly, mean decisions that had to take some really, really tough votes in order to bring state expenditures in line with what we can afford to spend. I'm not convinced that all of our universities have done the same in every area.
And what about the general financial pressure universities are under? They are seeing reductions in their budgets. They're making as many cuts as possible. Aren't they already doing almost everything they can to cut costs?
I think that depends on who you talk to and where you look. I'm convinced that an awful lot of aspects of government could be more efficient. And our state universities seem to be one that come up quite a bit as far as still owning some potential to make changes.
And finally, when you look ahead to the future of our state's universities, do you anticipate further reductions in funding, and do you expect them to be under even more pressure in the years to come?
I'm extremely hopeful that this budget that we enacted this year that was extremely difficult for all of us to vote for, I'm hopeful that we as a state have hit rock bottom and that for the future, we're looking at holding steady, and as the economy begins to pick up steam, that we can actually begin to appropriate more. When the governor rolled out his budget this year, he rolled out a 2-year budget, which first time we've seen that, And if you look at the numbers for next year, what he anticipates appropriating for higher ed, it will hold flat, meaning it won't be cut for the first time since I've been there in the legislature.
Republican State Representative Bob Janetsky, he's the chair of the House Higher Education Appropriation Subcommittee. Thank you for joining me, Bob.
Thanks, Mike.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.